Welcome to Awakening Matters. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan. Awakening does matter, and I will be covering many topics, everything from past lives, present life, future life. And I share with you parts of my life, my experiences, and I will always say to you, they are my experiences, they don't have to be yours, but I'm speaking from a place where if you resonate with what's being said, make it your own. And so today, I want to touch on an interesting concept, that you are vibration, that you are energy, that you are frequency. What does that mean? It means internally you are all these different frequencies, like a radio or an internet, and you go to literally choose a station or turn the station from one form of music to another. And so Awakening Matters doesn't only address how it matters on a mental level, et cetera, but it addresses the fact and the opportunity and the extraordinary inner world of our vibration, frequency, and magnetics, where we can go in and tune into a different channel. And what does that mean? It means you want to find out what and where your attraction is internally. So the universe doesn't necessarily define for you or try and talk you out of something, and it doesn't define for you your belief on something. The universe simply matches it. So what I mean is, like as an example, what is familiar to you, you're going to attract towards you, or you're going to hold that frequency because it's familiar, it feels known to you. Even if you unconsciously are doing so, which I believe a lack of consciousness is going on right now. So if you are unconsciously holding a concept of falsity or a concept of chaos or a concept of your familiar is in survival, fear, laughter, joy, whatever is familiar to you, and I'm talking about what you have experienced most throughout pretty much the beginning of your life, from baby to toddler to young adult. If you've experienced the majority of a type of frequency or a type of emotion, it's going to create, even if it's a negative one, it's going to create within you the knowing that that's familiar to you. And so I have so many clients that I work with, and some of them will come to me and say, I'm not, as an example only, I'm not resonating with my marriage, or I'm putting nice words in there. They don't really use those nice words. They use whatever words they can express themselves in and with. But they can say, I'm not resonating with my marriage, as an example. And we'll get really deep into why, because what I don't want for one of my clients to do is leave the marriage only to recreate the same scenario, but with a different person. And I would say that with one of my clients, as an example only, they really got to the core of understanding that their familiar setting point within them, their grounded, rooted energy within them that was familiar and felt like home, was not love and kindness. And so when there was love and kindness offered to them, they were very uncomfortable, or they didn't know how to receive it, or they didn't know how to communicate with it. And so, and it can be the opposite too. You can be in a work relationship, a friendship, or even a marriage where you're a really good communicator and the other person never learned how to be a communicator. In fact, doesn't communicate, becomes very enraged and angry and acts out. And does so from their emotional body. And so right there, it's plain to see from the person who is trying to have a conversation with them that this other person is doing whatever they can to go back to what's familiar to them, which is kind of like not much. So when you are in an experience with your own life, as an example, and you want to change, whether it's a pattern or not, whether you want to change something because you don't feel good and you want to feel better, whatever it is, you can go within and kind of reset the station of your electromagnetic field, of your vibration and your frequency by literally telling yourself once in the morning and once in the evening, I change my setting to joy. I change my setting to self-love. I change my setting to not being mistreated anymore and speaking my truth, whatever your thing is at the time. Using my voice, if you didn't use your voice when you were pummeled over and over and over and over. And so, again, whatever your personal story is, you can say, I choose health. I'm changing my setting. And the thing is, morning and evening, you want to set the intention that you're changing your inner setting. And by doing that, you can also visualize what you want it to look like, what you want it to feel like. So let's say you're in a bad place and you want to visualize being in a good place or being in a place within you that regardless of outside circumstances, you're going to generate a tremendous amount of love and light and well-being for you, whatever that looks like. If it looks like finally speaking your truth or using your words, if it looks like helping another person, if it looks like just creating peace within you, whatever it looks like, and the options are endless, as are you. You are endless. And so the experience that you're having that you don't want to have, many people in their humanity, they try to change that experience by pushing against it, by forcing it, by fighting with it, by hating it. And in actuality, all of those efforts draw it closer to you and expand it further. It expands the very thing you're trying to not have in your life anymore. It expands it and makes it bigger because you're tug-of-warring with it. You're actually not only inviting it in, but holding on to it and not letting go. And so even if you're trying to change your inner setting from struggle to release, if you're still trying to hold on to the struggle, then you are creating a duality, which then it kind of ping-pongs back and forth, and you start having this loop of repetition, which there's nothing wrong with that because when you're ready and you decide to, you will choose peace, self-love, awareness, self-awareness, and again, a universal love for all. You can't make somebody love you any more than you can make them love themselves. You can't make somebody heal you any more than you can make them heal themselves. You can't make somebody like themselves any more than you can like them, meaning who you are and how you are. You can love somebody so much that you'll spend 14 years doing whatever you possibly can trying to not only understanding that they don't love themselves, but that the false belief is that you can love them into loving themselves and in turn they'll love you. When in fact they've told you they don't love you. They don't even like you. And so my point is, who are you trying to convince that you are worthy? Who are you talking to when you are trying to share that you are lovable, likable, that you are many, many things? Who are you trying to convince? And if somebody were to agree with you, let's just say somebody were to agree with you, maybe the person you want to agree with you or somebody else unknown to you agrees with you, meaning you've just met a person or what have you, you don't want to rely on them. I mean, that's a great feeling in your humanity to have somebody validate you, to wait for so long. And finally, it's almost like when you no longer need it anymore because you are working on your inner world and it feels really solid, that's when you start to hear the thing that you thought you needed all along externally, and it only adds to the beauty of your soul and who you are. However, if it's regarding a relationship or even a friendship or what have you, if they feel really good around you, and they love how much you laugh together and you made them laugh and they enjoyed you, etc., and then it turns negative because, as an example, they're wanting you to sustain that for them. So they feel good around you, but when they're with themselves, they don't. They have worth issues. They have they're not mentally clear. They have all kinds of issues that are going on. And when they're with you, it's like you come in and you wipe everything away, and it's just joy and laughter and validation. But when they're by themselves, they go back to that chaos. And that's why I say that it's an inside job. Like I said, you can go in and change the station, different music station, different switch from one screen to another, watch, go from one movie to another kind of movie, whatever it is, but you are a walking, living, creative, expressive, even if you're just communicating within, divine being who is allowed to be here. And who is allowed to be here with a voice and a choice. And so use your voice and claim your choice. And so I say to you that your familiar, what's familiar to you is what you were taught or shown growing up. Maybe you were hugely supported. And so what's familiar to you is to feel supported and also offer support. Or you were not even wanted. And so, unfortunately, what becomes familiar to you is not being wanted, et cetera. And then, as you get older, or at any age, quite honestly, because I have clients, I work with children as well. They're very young, but they're very wise. And they can go within and flip a switch from focusing on what all my friends think about me, what all my teachers think about me, what my sister and brother think about me, to what the sky and the earth think about me, what the trees think about me, what the plants and the flowers think about me. And oftentimes I will ask the child, how do you feel when you're standing underneath the sky and your feet are on the earth? And they go, I feel great. I feel, it's so big. And I say, and so are you. You are part of everything that you see. Everything you see is looking back at you and loving on you, and you are loving and appreciating it. And so that then becomes their new normal, where they're no longer relating to humanity's projection of distortion on one another, but they're relating to the expansiveness and the peace that and the beauty that they see around them as them. And so there are so many tools that we have on this earth plane to assist us in claiming and our own truth and then holding it ourselves. So as we hold our own truth, what ends up happening is it's a gentle exchange of dialogue. It's a gentle exchange, or it can be harsh, it's up to you, but can be a gentle exchange of dialogue, of a script that you've been playing for a long time, and then you start replacing it, and you start replacing it with your truth, and that becomes your new familiar. Now, the familiar is what energetically you're going to attract, because the universe will amplify any energy. So the universe doesn't go to amplify an energy and go, uh-oh, no, that's not going to be good for you. The energy goes, got it, incoming, So it, you will expand whatever you are holding in your core center, like your self-belief or your gut or that voice in the back of your head. Whatever it is that, consciously or unconsciously, you have been carrying around for quite some time, even if it's a negative, it's what's familiar. And so what's beautiful about, well, at any age, but most certainly as we get older, is we have the opportunity to really contemplate that and go within and free ourselves by using our voice, if that's your thing, or freeing yourself by simply making a choice to not engage, or freeing yourself by choosing not to engage in falsehood, or engaging in it and communicating about it. It really depends, and it changes according to whoever and whatever is going on in your life. If it's work, if it's home, if it's friendship, if it's family, whatever it is. So it doesn't have to be the same across the board, but the invitation is that through it all, that you start to not only remember maybe who you wanted to be, but also maybe you don't remember who you wanted to be. Maybe you never got a chance, but maybe God, Spirit, has a different plan for you. And so you're always brought back to center. You're always brought back to love. You're always brought back to a higher frequency. And so that higher frequency is a part of your familiar, even if that wasn't the stage in which you stood on. It is now, but it wasn't before. And what feels familiar now is that stage that you stand on and you make your choice versus what was familiar in the past that was maybe put there by other experiences, by other people. And it's always good and bad. It's never good all the time. This is a dimension of duality. This is a dimension of good times, bad times, good times, bad times, and so on and so forth. They can be small, they can be big, but when something's going on or going along a certain way, it's inevitable that for growth, for change, and for evolution, that your emotional body is awakened to a communication, whether you're having it with yourself or another. But to force everything to stay the same because you will not communicate with it and you do not feel comfortable unless it's the same as it was and is your whole life, then you are limiting yourself and probably going to come back in body and try this all over again. So I say to you that embrace the good times and embrace the difficult times even more. Because that, a lot of people say, and I disagree, oh, hard times are worth it because that's where you grow. I think you can grow in good times and light times and joyful times just as much as a hard time. But I do say, don't run from what's uncomfortable. Move towards it. Communicate with it. But don't try and do that with another person. Communicate with yourself first or the party that you're uncomfortable with. If you don't know how to talk, then try it out. But come from a place of humility and say, I'm really not good at expressing myself, and so I need your help. Do anything, say anything that helps the other party move towards you instead of covering their faces or their bodies because they're afraid of a left hook. And so what I'm saying to you is that your factory setting, so to speak, your familiarity with what feels normal isn't necessarily your normal. It could be somebody else's normal, but it's not your normal. And it can be somebody else's normal that you grew up with, still not your normal. So part of life is finding out what your normal is. And the beauty of it is you don't have to relive the past but you can and you will hear from within you the memories and the repetition of the past, visions, dreams, words, an inner dialogue, that voice in your head that keeps reminding you of whatever you don't want to hear anymore, whatever it is. But the beauty is that instead of engaging with the past that keeps coming up because it wants front and center stage, you have the opportunity to turn the station, to change your factory setting, so to speak, and move into a place of, I would say, maybe gratitude. Like, I thank the memories for reminding me that I'm free. I thank the memories for reminding me that it's time to use my voice. I thank the memories that it's for reminding me that I am good and balanced. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. So what I am saying to you, I'm trying to cover as many scenarios possible. How other people see you is through the lens of their factory setting. And so, as an example to you, you have somebody that really likes to be around you, you make them feel better, and then you start hearing from them that they've decided for your life that you are in a relationship with them. Whoa, what? And that, not only that, but that it's been a very long time that you've been in relationship. And you're like, wait a second, that's not real. No. But you're kind and you're generous and you meet with this person and you talk to this person and you come from compassion and you say, that's not real. Give me some examples as to how you think it's real. What are the examples that you can offer me that would base for you in reality a belief, false belief, that we're in a relationship? And the person thinks for a minute and says, we laugh a lot. That's where the compassion comes in, because you realize, wow, out of touch. And then you say to the person, as an example, I laugh with a lot of people. Laughter is part of who I am, and it's a big part. And we are friends, and I value that friendship, but I cannot support the falsehood of what you are creating. And so this goes on for 2 years or longer, and you're still kind, and you're still generous, and you're still repeating what you're saying. And that person's factory setting is set at a level, as an example, of their worth is not validated unless they're around you or unless they get what they need from you. And so then it switches them into survival mode. Then all of a sudden, one day you're on social media and you're looking around, and all of a sudden somebody else says to you, hey, have you noticed that this person has been posting on your social media? And then you say, I didn't even know that was possible. What? And they go, yeah, did you give him permission to do that? And you're like, no, I absolutely did not. So then you inquire with that person and you say, I'm sorry, but I don't know why you're doing that. And then that person becomes enraged. And it's almost like that person setting, factory setting, if you will, was not only a lack of worthiness, but a lack of self-love. And now that you have questioned why they have taken liberties after you've been kind for a very long time, they go into a black rage, the likes that you haven't seen in a very long time. And they start a campaign of attacking you, attacking your character, just attacking you left and right, wherever you go, and talking to other people and trying to, their factory setting is, the more people I can get to agree with me because they have a victim factory setting, then the more people will support me. And I don't know what the end goal was, but in any case, it's still going on, so I'll have to address it at a later date. But anyway, so as an example to you, that person's factory setting and everyone else's factory setting for that matter, that is showing up and rallying for that person, they all have one thing that is similar and familiar. Knowingly or unknowingly, they all are relating to a victim factory setting. And so the others that are joining this person don't have, directly affected, but because they relate to the vibrational frequency, I'm going back to frequency, I'm going back to the vibration, I'm going back to energy, because they relate to the victim energy frequency and vibration, they are supporting someone almost in a way that they would want to be supported themselves. And so there is this combined collective victim factory setting that can be shifted and changed. But that is an example of how not only individually but collectively individuals gather together. Now, some individuals can certainly feel like they are victims, and most certainly they were or they are. And if they are blessed, so to speak, they may have many come to their rescue and speak on behalf of them. If it is truly a reality, in this example I'm giving you, never a reality, never existed, never was, N-O. And so there's really very little to do, because when somebody is accusing you of something that never existed, it's kind of difficult to, let's just say to address it at the level that it was offered to you is to grow it. So you go to a higher frequency. You change the setting internally, and you go to a different factory setting or a different familiar setting, and you go to a place of love, higher love, self-love, a balance within you where you feel what you always desired, but it's now being fulfilled for you and by you. You're no longer feeling a lack thereof because somebody externally is not fulfilling that for you internally. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't be in relationship or in friendships or in any kind of collective consciousness. Absolutely you should. But you will find a greater freedom and empowerment to be in those groups and individually when you're doing your inner work, when you're bringing to this collective consciousness a wholeness from within you. Now, will that be tested? Absolutely. It will be tested. And how do I mean that? If you're like claiming your wholeness to the universe will test you? No. No, I mean that don't walk around saying, hey, I'm in wholeness. I mean, if you want to, go for it. I support you. But I'm talking more about your past coming up to try and talk you out of the wholeness that you're feeling, or other people that are uncomfortable with your vibe or uncomfortable with your joy or uncomfortable with your light, your confidence. They're defining you as whatever they need to in order to be able to approach you or interact with you, when really you're just being true to yourself. So don't lose yourself because others have lost themselves and they want you to become them. Return to yourself through the inner work, whether that's meditation, whether that's literally looking at yourself in the mirror every day and smiling and saying, I love you. You are awesome. Giving yourself high five and saying, and really acknowledging how far you've come, everything that you have dealt with, and your heart is still open, but you have chosen to create boundaries and you won't deal with falsehood anymore. Now, does that mean it's everybody else's falsehood? Well, it's certainly falsehood to you, and you can try and talk to others, but they have to be willing to show up and have that conversation with you. Otherwise, you're just draining your energy, you're getting bullied, you're getting beat up verbally, energetically, and it's not, you're not getting anywhere, actually. And so, again, I go back to your factory setting, your familiar within, and that you can change that to a different setting. But if you've done the same thing over and over and over your whole life, if what's your comfort level is to watch the same show 150 million times, that's cool. That's your gig, and totally do it. I support you. But at the same time, honor those around you who are different than you. Honor those around you who communicate differently than you do, who look at things differently than you do. So you can be wherever you want to be, but know that that's going to have a reaction in the external world. So let's say you're, as an example, your inner frequency and vibration and energy, because remember, you're not just an emotional, mental, physical being. You were first, and you continue to be, a vibrational frequency and energy, then body. And so you are frequency, vibration, and energy. What does that communicate with? Everything far beyond the walls of your home, the ceilings, the floors. It communicates with the universe, the ocean, the mountains. You have the ability to communicate with all that is, but not through just your physicality, meaning if you're hiking on a mountain, you're going to feel it and experience it, but you have the ability to close your eyes and be the mountain. You have the ability to close your eyes and be at the center of the ocean, touch the floor of the ocean, and then shoot out of that ocean as far and as high as the sky will catch you. And so you are unlimited in your capacities, unlimited. Why? Because you are vibration, frequency, and energy first. That means that was a dialogue that was happening in the embryo as well as with your toddler self before you could talk. That frequency was communicating with you and still is, and you are communicating in return. And so I say to you that if you want to kind of stomp around and be negative, see everything as half empty, and really be kind of a kind of blowing out the candles at everybody's party before they even sing happy birthday, that's fine. That's your deal. That's your thing. You go for it. Now you're going to experience an external reaction. Let's just say you do that at a party. I had a client this happened to. They blew out the candles before the birthday person could. The external reaction was this client received a lot of hate and negativity. Was it just because they blew out the candles? No, it wasn't. I mean, come on, that's a big deal in itself to do that. But it was because this person, in their frequency, vibration, and energy, they were holding that in their factory setting, in their focused familiarity within them, in the energy, frequency, and vibration of a low vibration of what? judging others, in turn, he was judged. So in essence, whatever emotional or vibrational frequency you're on, however low it is, that's what you're going to attract. So there, he was judging, he was judged. He wanted to fight, there was a fight for him. Again, the level of the vibration, because as you go higher in vibrational frequency, so as you, because you are a divine instrument too, as you raise the frequency within you to a higher and higher place, your desire to interact in a lower vibe becomes extremely unattractive, to where it's not only a no, but you just don't go there. And so if that same person was like, oh my gosh, I walked by the cake, I am so sorry, and they were sincere, and they were honest, because honesty with yourself is one thing and with others as well, but the universe always knows, because the frequency of honesty versus falsehood is very clear. So the universe is always aware whether it is truth or falsehood. Now, some might say, wait, the universe, how can the universe know if something's truth or false if it's not interacting at that level, if it's not judging? It's not. It's just matching energies. So if you're telling the truth, it's a different energy than if you are lying. Totally different energy. One's higher, clearer. The other one's, I'll say, lower and deeper. Heavier. Let's remove deeper and use the word heavier. So higher, clearer, lighter, to deeper and heavier. So if this person was honest and said to the partygoers, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I can't believe that happened, let me relight it, it would have gone a whole different way. But that person wasn't sitting within them in that type of vibration. They were sitting within them, even unconsciously knowing, in a judging vibration. And therefore, I'm just saying, be mindful that if you're like, why does this keep happening? Because life is trying to talk to you, one. Two, do the inner work. You will see all the dots connect. You will understand. You will have clarity. You will have wisdom, and you will have knowledge, and you will have understanding. Because when you look back without inner work, you just see pain. But when you look back with inner work, you see wisdom, you understand, and all the dots connect to create a picture for you of a greater understanding, of wisdom, of hall of records, soul contracts, etc. So you go, oh, got it. Oh my gosh, let me change that inner setting immediately. So the other thing is, you are first vibration, frequency, and energy, and then you are the mental, physical, emotional body. And now, when I say that, are they separate? No, of course not. They are intertwined. They coexist in the most beautiful orchestration ever. This frequency, vibration, and energy, and your physicality and all parts of it exist as one. However, the wisdom and the knowledge of the frequency, vibration, and energy doesn't necessarily agree with, at all times, the humanity of this situation or issue. And so if you're really tuned in, you will always feel, if you're really tuned into yourself, it's not, oh, I'm going to tune into everybody else. You're if you have no inner clarity, you're not going to have outer clarity. So if you're really tuned into yourself, then when you are in the presence of someone and they are dishonest, they are withholding, they are judging, they are punishing without saying a word, they are making decisions that involve you but not letting you know, so breaking trust, showing you that you can't trust them. So when things like that happen, you have the opportunity to really listen to yourself and to really honor what you're feeling. Now, the key here is that you're not going through all these people to reach yourself. You're going from yourself to yourself. And you're feeling a level of wholeness. Now, am I saying, just walk around alone all the time and don't worry about it. It's cool. You'll be fine. No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is choose wisely. Listen to your intuition. How many times have you said to yourself, wow, I really saw that coming. I can't believe I let it happen. Or, oh my God, it happened again. Are you serious? Or any of the above that you have repeated to yourself or said to yourself. Change that setting internally. Change the frequency and the vibration of how you are with yourself. So from judging yourself to loving yourself. Oh, you just went higher in vibration. From hating yourself to being in awe of who you are. Oh, you just jumped in vibration. And the thing about changing the inner setting is it's so powerful because it's not like trying to convince yourself. You're not like having an inner dialogue that you're arguing with all day. It's not like you're saying, oh, I'm the most human person in the world. And so that means I'll let this inner negative dialogue just keep going and I'll argue with it or what have you. Because when you turn a switch or a radio station or a frequency station from hate to love and you literally visualize what you look like, feel like, and the life that you want of joy and well-being and that it's your birthright to be happy, then you start experiencing, literally there's no struggle. There's no struggle. There's no inner struggle that you'll have because you just keep turning the knob. Oh, needs more love, needs more light, needs more trust, whatever you need. You just turn the inner setting to assist you to look at life through those eyes and that lens. And then let's say somebody's coming along from your past and they start beating you up or trying to beat you up and you're like, oh, hell to the no. You're all click, nope, because you're not going to engage in a lower vibration anymore. You're only engaging in a higher frequency. The lower frequency, you understand why it was there. You connected all the dots because you did the inner work. You're grateful for all of it, but you're also acutely aware that just like when you meet some people and you're like, oh, no. I'm not going to do that again, or oh no, I'm not interacting with, thank you for showing me who you are kind of thing. And so this person I will never interact with again, that kind of thing. And you don't betray yourself. You don't go back. You don't betray yourself. You simply let things be and you raise your vibration. You turn your inner familiar setting to a place of peace, to a place of love, to a place of joy, appreciation, gratitude. Whatever your focus is, you give life to. And so what I say to you is there's much more available to you than struggle. But most of humanity is unaware of, if not completely uncomfortable altogether with the concept and the knowledge that you are vibration, frequency, and energy first. And so we as human beings react to energy, vibration, and frequency, but in turn misconstrue it and define it incorrectly with the emotional and mental body as opposed to the vibrational frequency body. And so there's a very big difference. One emotionally drains you. The other, when you shift your frequency, doesn't drain you at all. You just simply, you don't get very emotional. You just go to a place of joy. and a place of well-being and a place of knowing. Go ahead and trash my name. Try and trash my character. Just go ahead. Go ahead, because I know who I am. And I'm an extremely good person. And I am good with that. And so I am in love with myself and who I am. And you can tell whoever it is, my words and my voice and my truth matter to me. If they don't matter to you, then why are you so mad? If my words aren't truth, then why are you so mad? If my words were false, then why are you so mad? So oftentimes when you share your words with somebody, if they have a massive reaction to the point of rallying groups of people to attack you, that says to me that that person, you touched a nerve, you touched the truth, you touched something that that person is really upset about. And so I know that it's different for every person and every situation, and no two are the same. But one universal law is the same for every form of life. And that law is you will receive through a person, place, or thing, wherever and however you relate to yourself, you will receive the same. So there's a benefit to moving to a higher frequency and being full of love and light and well-being, because there's a possibility, not a guarantee, but a possibility nonetheless, that those that do want to connect with you, and they don't need to, you're good. You're good. But that those that do will do so reaching that place of love and like and light and approach you that way instead of trying to make you fall. However, like I said earlier today, if your voice hasn't been heard, as the example I gave, for years and years and years, and you've tried and tried and tried, and then you see that kindness is being confused with weakness, and then you see that liberties are being taken that you never agreed upon, that's a dishonoring to not only you, but boundaries. And maybe you never created any, and if you didn't, it's time. It's time. And so you use your voice, and you do what you have to do, and you stand by it. But then you're done talking about it, and oh my gosh, that other party can't stop talking about it. It's like, you're still carrying that? I left that back there, you know, weeks ago, and you're still carrying it. Okay, well, you can. Go for it. It's just going to get heavier. So you are frequency and vibration and energy. And so if things in your life are not flowing the way you want them to, please go within, tell yourself, I'm shifting the dial from victim, from fear, from survival, whatever your thing is, to love, kindness, and well-being. But again, you have to offer yourself that and then sustain that. So it's not, hey, yesterday I told myself I liked myself and we're good for 5 years. No. No. Hey, if you are, my hat's off to you. I love that for you. But more often than not, you have to re-engage with that intention. Because otherwise, the past comes in, if it's different than where your setting is now, and starts, all of a sudden your setting is back to where it was, as opposed to where you want it to be. And so I say to you, there is hope. There is love, but it has to be self-love. Because to hold another hostage, to get you, to understand you, to love you, to make you laugh or what have you, that's okay. Well, it's not okay to hold anybody hostage emotionally or otherwise. Never okay. But in a new relationship or a friendship, you do that for each other. It's kind of organic and natural. But to then become dependent upon it to the point where you're going to attack that person, that's kind of at a whole different level. So please don't require the people in your life now or in the future. Forget about the past. You've already lived it. Just change your inner setting and then visualize morning and night. Change your inner setting morning and night. You might want a different setting at night than you did in the morning. But change your inner setting, your grounding, anchoring truth, and then visualize the joy you feel, the peace you feel, the calm you feel. And you feel it because it's being offered to you by you. It's not something that somebody can give you and then take away. We've all been there. And so now it's time for us to give it to ourselves, sustain it, and take us home. Whatever that means. To me, it means I am home within. Everything outside of me is an extension of that. But to me, I am home within. And that place is a good, light-filled, love-filled place. And so, you can find more information on me at Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Sloan, S-L-O-N, there's no A or E, the number 9.com. That is my website. I also am on YouTube under Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N. And I'll be posting more videos. I think the last one I posted was 5 years ago. And so I've made some more, and I need to post them. And I will do that shortly. So I send you so much love and light. And meet with me in 2 weeks when I talk about how to deal with misunderstanding. Not just between you and other people, but between your body parts, your organs, your cells. It's fascinating. Okay, much love and bye for now.